What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go, what do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? What I'm saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you know? Your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean?
Hey,
yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? When you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no, what do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go, what do you mean?
All right, let's get things started. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
I'm Michelle.
And this is House of Mimosa, the podcast. Before we get into anything, we definitely want to send out some love and positivity to the world.
That's right.
As we're going through some difficult times right now with the terrorist attacks in Israel and Paris and Kenya. You know, these things happen more frequently than they should nowadays. And I think we all need to have a little more compassion for each other and understanding and reach out to our neighbors and even to strangers. And as we like to say at the end of our live performances, smile at a stranger. You never know whose day you're going to make. And we need more of a sense of community and love for one another. So
it all starts with us, you know.
Yeah.
If we change our perspective and, you know, and change the good in each of us, then it'll forecast that onto the world, you know.
With that being said, as comedians and entertainers, I believe personally it's my responsibility to take our audience out of the real world through our performances and through our art. And so a lot of times we don't like to speak on political things or things that are heavy like this because I want to take you guys out of that. So let's move on.
Let's have fun.
Let's get down to it.
All right. Well, some stuff has been... Oh, wait, no. You wanted to go ahead and talk about some stuff.
Well, we had such a great weekend.
We really did.
With our live performances, starting on Friday night with a huge performance at Marquee here in New York City for the Trevor Project and their Fall Fête.
Fall Fête.
Fall Fête.
Oh.
Yes, Fall Fête 2015.
Which was so much fun.
So awesome. They had DJ The Wig. They had DJ Tracy Young, who is like a freaking icon.
She's so fabulous.
You know, she may not be a household name, but I guarantee you, you've heard some of her mixes before.
You need to look her up.
She just, we meet a lot of people in our business, and oh
no, they found me.
They found you.
Hi, Michelle.
I know. We meet a lot of people in this industry, and it's very rare, I find, to meet someone she was just filled with so much light,
yes,
and love and positivity, and I felt like we'd known her forever,
mm-hmm,
and she was just awesome. So DJ Tracy Young, we love you. We had such a good time. And the Next Gen Trevor Project, is that what they're called? The Next Gen Trevor,
yeah,
Organization?
Trevor Project Organization, I think, something like that. Yeah.
They were honoring Meghan McCain
as her ally.
As an ally. She won the
Ally of the Year.
I don't know, you're just honored as,
yeah,
Ally of the Year, which it was their first ever honoree. And she was lovely too.
Meghan McCain, she looked fantastic.
She looked beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. I love it.
Beautiful.
Blonde, red lips.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Oh.
Gave me chills.
Can we talk about red lips for a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I love me some cosmetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I feel like I can never do a red lip.
Mm-hmm.
I never love Anita in a red lip.
And I've always done a red lip.
You look,
yeah,
great in a red lip. For me, I think because I do the lips so big, I feel like it just is a little clowny.
It depends on what kind of red you're using, I think.
Yeah.
And it depends on your dimensions. Like, for you, you use a lot of dimensions in your,
right,
lips. And I don't usually, and I usually tend to be smaller,
right,
in my lip.
You need to find the right shade of red. Everyone has a different shade of red
you
use.
So I'm addicted now to, you know, obviously a nude lip. I love a good nude lip. But this deep, dark, almost black,
purple-y,
like purple.
Yeah.
And I had purchased this color. It's a liquid lip from Anastasia of Beverly Hills. I forget the Vamp, I think it's called. I think it's called Vamp.
I think so.
And it's just this deep, like I said, almost black purple. And I am obsessed. I love it. It's like, I can't. It's just, I think it's so classy looking, but hot. It's like cool and trendy, but classic. I don't know.
Buffa Mistress of the Dark.
Yes, it's very Buffa Mistress of the Dark. I love it. So go out there and try a deep, deep purple color. I think it looks very bold, but I think, you know, if you do the rest of your face right, you can really, you'd be surprised what you can pull off.
And it's fall and winter and it coming up, and, you know,
right,
here we are with those tones that should be darker.
I think it would be a great holiday color.
It would be. And it's close to like an eggplant kind of
eggplant.
Look. Eggplant.
Yeah.
Nothing says Merry Christmas like showing up to dinner gothic.
That's
for
true.
Grandma.
It's a very gothic color, you're right. But
it is, but it doesn't have to be. Like,
I don't think
you've
it
done it
gothic
in ways. No,
right,
no. It
but
depends.
This is why I'm talking about the red lip, because I think through this deep purple color, I think I can pull off a like Merlot red.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah,
deep red.
Of course.
So I'm going to look for a good deep red color. If you guys have any suggestions, let me know. Of course, I love a matte lip. So any matte red color, I would love to hear your suggestions. What else did we do this weekend? We had Boxers Brunch.
We had Boxers Brunch.
Which is going
on
well.
Saturdays.
If you guys have seen us live before, come see us at Boxers, because it's really different. Because we,
yeah,
kind of, we sing a couple numbers, but we, like, host.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to sit down at tables with everybody, and it's a really, you get, like, a really great individual experience,
I think.
Well,
you
were
saying it's like character dining at Disney, but
well, that's
a little
what other
bit
people
more
were
hands-on,
me,
you know.
People who were there said, this is like princess dining at Disney. I'm like, yes, honey.
Because we're actually going table to table. We're sitting with you. We have moments to actually chat a little bit with everybody,
right,
and be in character, which
it's fun.
Is really
it's
fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
And then Saturday night, we had our monthly improv show at the Duplex,
mm-hmm,
which was exciting. And it was extra exciting because the whole premise of our improv show is
create your own
adventure,
uh-huh,
based on the book series you might know called Choose Your Own Adventure. Mm-hmm. Now, originally we were calling it Anita and Gina Marie's Choose Your Own Adventure.
That's right.
And I was so excited to receive an email this week from the publishers of the original book series that were also apparently very excited about our show because they said, quote unquote, cease and desist.
Yeah.
So we had
they
to.
They were raving about it.
Rave.
The original creators of the book series rave.
Cease
and desist. So we had to change the name to Create your own adventure.
Which is totally fine.
Totally fun, totally fine. And this month's theme was the Time Traveler's Housewives,
mm-hmm.
Where Anita and Gina Marie got into some trouble traveling through time in a time machine. So that was really fun. And we have to give out a big shout out to our partners in this show, Stephen Bell and Blair McKenzie Wendell of the hit comedy web series Tough Love.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a fabulous web series.
They're
very cute.
It's
very
so
cute.
It's about them living in New York City and kind of, you know,
dealing with friendships.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. So check them out. We have our Christmas show next month, December 12th. So there won't be an improv show, but December 12th is our annual Christmas show, our 8th annual Christmas show. And
it's going to also be at the Duplex at 9:30.
That's right, December 12th. I hope tickets will be on sale this week.
Yes,
so check out thehouseofmimosa.com to get your tickets. Our Christmas show always sells out super fast. It's my favorite show of the year. Just picture Anita and Gina Marie singing Christmas carols and saying
the
most horrible racist things in the most innocently ignorant way possible. It's really, really fun. So please come on out and check that show out. And then, of course, we had our brunch show on Sunday, which was a blast,
which
as always.
Which was so great. And we had special guests in the audience, which is always fun.
Well, I always get nervous. We've had a cast member from True Blood there.
Yeah.
We've had, oh my God, who else has been to our brunch? Jackie Beat
yes.
has been to our show. And this
many other people.
Yeah, and other people.
Yeah.
I don't want to name drop.
No.
I don't want to name drop. But this week we had Master Chef Scottish Francis.
Yes.
From Master Chef. I don't know what season. Not this season. The season before.
I think it was the one before. Yes.
He was in the house.
Yeah.
And drag legend Sherry Vine,
mm.
Who we absolutely love,
and
who's
so
been so supportive of us.
Very, very supportive.
And
always.
We got a little project we're working on with her, so
we can tell you that in the future.
Well, yeah,
we're excited to get to.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, we got some fun hot topics to talk about. What
yeah.
do you got there?
Okay, so we all know David Hasselhoff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hasselhoff.
You know, in the last
couple
of...
Well, Baywatch, which
Baywatch.
Is what made me really realize, oh, I'm gay.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm making a joke about the guys in the bathing suits.
Oh, that's funny, though. I mean, it could have. Who
well.
Knows? You know, make you think twice.
Yeah.
But you know how he's gotten a lot of flack in the last couple of years, that whole thing with him on the floor eating
the
hamburger
yeah.
drunk.
He was drunk, right?
Yeah. And, you know, he is, like, a huge name in, like, Germany for his
right.
music.
Right.
So... For many years, I guess he's been debating whether to change his name. So he's finally changed his name to David Hoff, H-O-F-F, and he's dropped the hassle.
No more hassle.
No,
no
more
hassle
for Hoff. And it's a, he was quoted as saying he's been wanting to get rid of it for some time now, and he says, it's, what a relief.
Now, did he say why he wanted to get rid of it?
I don't know.
Does he like not
say.
Like the attachment to it because of Baywatch?
I just think that he... probably feels like the name is kind of not giving him light to go in a new direction with who he is.
Uh-huh, because he's
know.
Too attached to...
Yeah, he's too attached
well,
to...
Well, see, that makes me
things.
A little sad.
Stigmas.
You know, it makes me a little sad because,
yeah.
you know, as cheesy as we may think the name is, or who he is or was, you can't discredit the success of what he did
right.
at that time.
Of
I mean,
course.
Baywatch was... huge.
Yeah, and Knight Rider.
Yeah.
Did we forget Knight Rider? Oh my God, Knight Rider was like the best thing when I,
know. I
was a kid.
But seriously, Baywatch was played like in freaking every country, right?
Yes.
Like, I mean, there was, I think there was like not a country.
That,
like, I think there's tribes in Africa that watched Baywatch. Like, I mean,
possibly.
It was just humongous.
It was,
you know,
a
humongous success. And, you know, that's sad to me that stars, you know, get to a point where they're not proud anymore of what they did, or I don't know if that's what the case is here.
Yeah, we're not
here,
really
but...
sure, but I think that, you know, it's funny though, because a lot of people for short call him the Hoff.
Right.
So,
right.
who
oh,
knows?
That's true.
Maybe
that's
he's
true.
Decided just to embrace, you know, this short name, and, you know.
Alright.
It's probably he got so damn tired of signing his whole name
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Like, Hassel,
yeah.
right? Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
That's funny you mentioned that, because I just started, when we give out our signature, doing initials.
Uh-huh.
A-B.
Oh,
A
yeah.
Buffum Hart XOXO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
how hard it is to write Gina Marie Ritali all
yeah,
the
that's
time?
A lot. That's a lot of letters.
GM Ritali.
GM Ritali.
And,
reporting
know,
for duty.
With all our fans clamoring for a signature.
Oh, gosh.
It must be so exhausting.
Oh, that's where my carpal tunnel was from.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, tens of fans asking for an autograph.
Tens of fans. Oh, my God.
Tens and tens of
this
fans.
Is, seriously. So, let's talk about The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, this is crazy.
Esta la voz.
It's just crazy to me because for so many years, I don't know what the whole craziness is about new couples in the celebrity community.
Well, if our listeners don't know, if you haven't heard, if you're living under a rock,
Gwen Stefani
was
and
the gorgeous,
yeah,
gorgeous Gwen Stefani. And I have to say, I think I've said this on the podcast before, I don't think there's anyone since Marilyn Monroe that gives off such a glow. Like, she, you cannot take your eyes off Gwen Stefani.
I mean, I think she's beautiful, but I don't think she's that
beautiful.
I think
she's beautiful. Now, I know there's a lot of ropes and levers and pulleys,
yeah,
which I appreciate because that's what it takes for me to get ready. But I just think she's stunning. I don't know. And I love her style. I love her vibe.
Stunning.
I just love everything about her. And it's no wonder that, what's his name?
Blake Shelton.
Gorgeous Blake Shelton.
Yeah, is all about it.
Which is so funny, though. As a side note,
so,
I was watching some clips and photos of him online from the 90s when he was, like, a kid in, like, junior high, and he was not the cutest kid growing up, I gotta tell you.
Oh, honey.
But
well,
going back,
I don't think he's traditionally good-looking.
No.
What?
But there's something about him.
He's got a
swagger.
Yeah, he's sexy.
He's got a
so
swagger.
Apparently...
Mm-hmm.
Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are an item.
Yeah.
Now, this seems, I think, sudden for people because Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale and Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton, it seems like just yesterday they split.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that in the celebrity world, I would imagine that you don't announce your splitting until the papers have gone through.
Yeah, there has to be, like, Trouble in Paradise for a long time, I think, at first, and then it doesn't come out until a certain point, and but then there's like all this speculation that that Blake Shelton possibly had an affair with somebody, and that's why Miranda left him. And then now there's stories.
They don't think it's Gwen Stefani, do they?
No. But now there's other stories coming out in this past week that say that Gavin Rosdale had an affair with the nanny.
And there's a third story that I read.
Oh, God. Gossip.
That Gwen Stefani was recently seen going to her OBGYN because she's possibly pregnant.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's tabloid fodder. But, you know, we love a little bit of gossip over here.
Tabloid what?
Gossip. Fodder.
Fodder for
the tabloids.
I thought you were talking about something else.
Tabloid fodder. What else would fodder
no,
be?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
So, I don't know. Best of luck to those two. I think they're such a strange couple. Like, I would never picture them together.
It is a little strange.
But they work so close together, and when you work with people like that.
And that's the one thing that concerns me, because I hope it's not just based on work. I mean, you know Steven, right? You go on tour.
Yeah.
And you, like, it's
easy to...
Are
with people for 6 months.
Right. It's easy to fall in love with someone, even not even in a romantic sense, but in a closeness, fall in love with your cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have a closest with them. And then the day the show's over, it's like, we never talk to each other
it's
again.
It's like, hey, okay, I'll see you on Facebook,
so
but that's about it.
A quick fling, if that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
Who cares?
Good
hey,
for them.
She getting a D.
Yeah.
Why not?
I can't imagine she'd have a hard time getting it from anybody she wanted.
True. And at least she's happy, you know? They're happy, they're, you know, and, you know, it's so funny to me because here, Christina Aguilera was interviewed about what she thought about the relationship.
What'd she think?
And she's like, as long as they're happy, who cares?
Yeah.
But I'm like, why would it be... Why would anybody ask Christina Aguilera what her thoughts were on
voice.
It? Yeah, but I mean, come on. It's the stupidest thing. Like, what her 2 cents,
what
does that have to do with anything?
First, they had to go find Christina Aguilera, where the hell she was. And be like, excuse me, what do you think? And she's like, I'm in my pool. I don't care.
She's
I'm
like,
good.
Trying to promote the next season.
I'm being
a
mom. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, I don't care, as long as they're happy.
Seriously.
Please. She's like, I love both of them. It's great. And Justin Bieber. You guys wanted to talk about Justin Bieber.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I couldn't tell you any other music that he's known for except for this new stuff that's out.
Baby.
Okay, that song
baby,
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, that I could have told you. Yes,
I didn't
I
like that one though.
But I don't know anything else, right? Now all of a sudden, here he comes, and I'm like,
this is a good song.
Well, I'm liking his music, and I'm like, he's hot.
Well, you may have seen some photos that leaked of him and his
Yeah, well, yeah, but yeah.
No?
I'm a size queen, so you know that didn't do anything for me. Not that he was small.
I mean,
small,
it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, but you know me, I see a fire hydrant, I'm like, ooh.
I think I
could
take that.
Yeah, I think I could take that. So, I don't know, there's just something about him that's like, you know, you saw Diane Keaton on, did you see this?
No.
Diane Keaton on Ellen.
Oh, Tell me.
Was talking about how she had a big crush on Justin Bieber.
Oh.
And she's like, he's beautiful. He's so beautiful. And he came out and surprised her. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
She was fangirling so hard.
She was totally fangirling.
Aww.
But, Michelle, you told me some stuff I didn't like about Bieber. That he's just ending his concerts in the middle of the show?
Not even in the middle. I think I read it yesterday. I think it was Holland. It was somewhere overseas. And someone maybe threw a bottle of water near the stage, on the stage. The stage got wet. He sang one song. He got to the front of the stage to start wiping off the water. And these fans were like screaming, oh my God, Justin, like fangirling.
Yeah.
And he's like, just listen to me. Just listen to me. Why aren't you listening? You're not listening. You know what? Fine. I'm done. And walked off stage after one song. And did not come back out to
what?
A whole crowd full of people.
Did people get their money back?
I don't know.
Wow.
I would imagine there were riots.
Now, here's the
crazy
thing.
To me.
I have walked off stage one time.
Yes,
you're not Justin Bieber.
I know. I'm not
and
Justin
it wasn't
Bieber.
After one song, though.
People aren't
That's
paying
true.
Hundreds of dollars to see you.
But,
and it wasn't after one song. It's usually...
I will say...
At the end.
It's very hard to continue... to do your job when you feel like people are being disrespectful to you. Now, I am not in any way condoning his behavior because we then watched a live performance of his, a new one.
Right.
And I kind of was like, he's kind of not doing it for me in his performance. And he kind of is acting too cool for school. And it's like, he doesn't seem very humble, you know, and I don't like that in my stars. Like I like my, you know, my household name superstars to be a little humble about their situation.
Well, his apology was something like, you know, I was exhausted, I was traveling so much, not a lot of sleep, and it just all got the best of me, and I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for that.
I'm sorry you're sorry.
What are you going to do? You have to go out there and give at least 75%, Idina Menzel.
Idina, come on.
You know,
Idina Menzel gives 75%.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then... You know, it's not just those people in the front row that he's seeing.
Right.
There's, like, thousands and thousands of people out there that are on his side.
But what was he trying to say to them? It's a concert. It's not like he was trying to have a deep, meaningful conversation. He was wiping up something, and they were probably like, oh, my God, Justin!
Of course.
You're
not going to be like, we hate you.
I'm done. Bye.
Well, who knows what
was said.
Who knows what's up? But you know, Stephen, how hard it is when we've had a couple performances where we're performing, and people are being disrespectful. And it's like...
Of course.
I get that even though there'd be... I get that they were enjoying the performance, but I'm not going to stand for you being disrespectful through it. Like,
yeah.
It's different.
Get it together, girl.
Well, that's
like,
when I
this
start
is
to
my,
tap into my other realm.
Yeah, but come on, this is my art.
Yes.
This is my career.
Mm-hmm.
This is what, I'm proud of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't come to your job and shit on your desk.
Of course, but
like,
I don't think that they realize it sometimes, these
well,
audiences.
Well, listen up, folks. You need to get it together.
Yes.
If you're watching a live performance... You know, be respectful of it. Like,
exactly.
Just be no matter what you think of it, for the couple minutes that you're watching the performance before you can sneak out, because if you don't like it, leave. But for those couple minutes, you can at least be respectful of the time and effort, no matter how much or small that is, that the artist has put into their work.
Right. But you're performing in a very small space.
Forget him.
He's in a stadium.
I'm not talking about him now. Now I'm talking about us and saying people can be respectful is all
yes.
I'm saying.
And there are moments where I've had to zone into my own, okay, I am here.
Right.
I'm performing and I'm going to give it my all. And if it's not for the people that are being jerks or assholes, then I'm doing it for me because I love it and that's going to emote to them and then hopefully it'll translate.
Right, because you're going to ruin everyone's good time if you focus on the two people that aren't paying attention.
Yeah,
I
don't like to focus on that.
That's
and that's
true.
Why I try to touch everybody. I try to look at everyone.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
it.
It
you
should
know.
Be zoning out and just performing and not paying.
Right.
Staring at two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze. Floating down, I wish it would. It's like I'm always causing problems, causing hell. I didn't mean to put you through this, I could tell. We're gonna sweep this under the carpet. I hope that I can turn back the time to make it all alright for us. I promise to build a new world.
Georgia. It's time for The Real Housewives of Queens, starring the gorgeous, buxom, beautiful Anita M. Buffum and her third best friend, Gina Marie Ritali. Join them as Anita's just popped into Gina Marie's work for a light lunch. Yeah, and make sure they cut the crust off, because you know I don't like it. The crust on the tuna sandwich.
Yeah, no, I know how you like it.
And then, you guys have a special chocolate malt?
Oh, chocolate malt?
I'm a hankering for a chocolate malt.
Well, you know, honey, we just got all the stuff to do the egg creams, like the old-fashioned way.
Egg creams?
You know, that's with the seltzers sauce and the...
Yeah, but...
Yeah, no.
No, I think I want a chocolate malt.
All right.
So do chocolate malt. Just give me a little large.
Okay.
And does the tuna salad come with something?
Well, I mean, you can get it with a side salad.
You got chips or something? What kind of dressing you got?
Well, we have French Thousand Island blue cheese.
You got French fries?
Oh, of course we got French fries.
Yeah, do French fries.
Oh, all right. Well,
but you know what? Do sweet potato, because they have you got sweet potato fries?
Well, yeah,
do
of course.
That's healthier.
But those are cut, you know, real. They're not like, you know, the store-bought kind.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus does it in the back.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah, he does a good job with that.
You guys do so good here,
What's
too.
That?
Can I get a order of mozzarella sticks?
Oh, yeah, honey.
You do those so good.
Well, I'm the one that batters them.
Yeah,
I double
dip. You do the panko
them.
And the panko,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I double dip.
Oh, that's so good.
I love
all
that.
All right, I'll have the... Okay. That'll be it. And, you know, just, do you guys have Diet Mountain Dew?
No, we don't have that, honey. Diet Mountain Dew, that's too expensive. We don't carry Mountain Dew.
What do you got? What do you got to drink?
Well, no, we have a...
You got birch root beer? You got birch box?
No, honey,
root beer? Oh.
We don't have birch root beer.
What do you got?
That's not the kind that we serve. We serve A&W.
You got A&W?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Then I'll just have that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do refills, right?
Of course.
Because I'm so thirsty.
Well, honey, I'll always
thirsty.
Give it to you.
All right, okay, yeah, well, just give me the...
Of course.
A&W. All right, that'll do it.
All right.
Listen, I want to talk to you.
What?
Because, you know, I'm getting ready for my big soiree.
I know.
On December 12th.
You know, I'm still devastated about this, honey. You know, I can't believe that it was my fault that I never explained to you that, you know, the holiday party at Aphrodite was the same time every year.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me you can't be there?
Well, honey,
because I already booked the venue. It's going to be the duplex at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Down in the village there.
No, I understand. You know,
I'm
going to
be singing all my hits, all my holiday favorites. Honey, this is the 8th annual Holiday Spectacular.
No, I know that, honey, and I'm always there. I'm always there
You've been there
so
every year.
I know. I'm going to see
what sometimes you've come late and stuff, but I can do it on my own. It's
I mean,
not
I've
that
had to work.
I'm just disappointed you're not going to be able to hear me sing all the songs.
Well, no, I'm going to try to be there, honey, but, you know, I don't know if I can finagle it with George Papadopoulos, and hopefully Luann could help me out a little bit. And
well, why don't you just ask Luann to cover for you?
All right, well, let me see.
Because you're going to do all the cooking, right?
So you just
pre-cook, throw it in some Tupperware, and tell Luann to serve it.
Oh, well, honey, please. She can't even tie her own shoelaces. How's she going to serve the food at the holiday party?
Who comes to the Aphrodite holiday party? I mean, really.
Well, honey, every big wig in town.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Well, yes, honey. You, the guy from and the Pump Boys and Dinette there. And honey.
Well, listen to me. This is my big show. It's my 8th annual Holiday Spectacular on Ice.
I know, honey. And we do it every year. But I'm just going to try and finagle something.
Can you talk to Luann?
Of course. Well, honey.
Well, go talk to her. She's sitting over there doing nothing. Go talk to her.
All right, I will. Well,
I put my order in.
Well, first, I've got to definitely put the order in. Yeah, no, of course.
All right.
All right. Sit tight, honey. Here's some water. Luann, honey, can you come here for a second?
What? What do you need?
Well, honey, I just have a question.
Hold on.
While I'm putting this order.
Can you do me a favor? Can you cover table 12 for me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just a two-top. I got to step outside, smoke a cigarette.
Oh, all right. But, honey, you just went 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that was 5 minutes ago. I need to smoke a cigarette.
All right. Well, I'll take it. I'll cover it. I got a question for you, though, honey.
What now?
Well, honey, you know, have the annual holiday Aphrodite Christmas party is coming up on December 12th.
Don't tell me about it. Another work event that I gotta be at.
Well, of course, honey, you know...
Last thing I want to do is come here and watch George Papadopoulos and his wife eat in front of me. Last thing I want to do.
No, I know. She has a big jaw, you know. God, it's a little gruesome. But, no, honey, to get down to business, you know how I'm the one that always prepares everything for the actual party. And, you know, I do all the catering and I make sure all the decorations are ready and I present everything before it starts. Do you think that this year, instead of me sticking around for the whole entire thing, can you just fill in for, you know, dishing everybody's plates out and making sure everything runs smoothly?
You're telling me you want me to come here when I don't even want to be here and serve 157 peoples that I don't give a no crap about that come here to my work on a weekly basis and barely tip me nothing, nothing. You want me to come here and serve them by myself with no help from you? Who's going to cover me when I want to have a cigarette?
Well, you can get Jesus from the back, honey. He can come out.
Oh,
he can dish a few...
Jesus from the back, please.
Of course.
Please. He can't even tie his own shoelaces.
Oh. Well, that's funny. Well, No, Luann, you're so good with people that I figured that you'd be so spectacular for this job. You know, usually I'm the one that takes care of everything, but, you know...
Yeah,
I'm
but going... I already put in a request. I already put in a quest with Trisha down at HR that I need the day off.
What?
What
are you talking about, day off?
Well, I told you I gotta have a root canal.
And you have to have it on December 12th?
I'm not really having a root canal, Gina Marie. I just told her that I don't want to come in. What? I'm not coming in here on a work holiday party. That I don't have to be here making no... Why am I going to... They're not going to tip us.
Well, this is just...
I'm going to come here and just make my waitress wage.
Well,
this is... I'm going to go down to McDonald's because they're going to start paying $15 an hour over there.
Well, you watch out, Luann. You can't just, you know, say things like that, fly off the handle. You can't leave us on Christmas holidays yet. I mean, this is the crucial time of the year for business.
But you don't want to be here.
Well, of course I don't.
So how are we going to work this out?
All right, well, this is it. Luann, you remember that time... 5 years ago, when your mother died, and you had to go all the way to Clark Summits in Pennsylvania, and I had to drive you without a license, honey. Thank God I didn't get caught. And I had to bring you all the way back.
Jesus, that was 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years
ago. I started swinging from my tits about that for the last 5 years. If I'd have known, I would have frickin' walked.
Oh, please frickin' walk. In those shoes? Please, honey. Frickin' kidding me. Now, this is just something I have to ask you for, all right? This happened about 5 years
ago. Hold on. Table 12's flagging me down.
Oh,
what?
Jesus Christ.
What? More water? More water?
She'll be right there with some more water, guys.
Jesus Christ. This
all right.
Lunch crowd.
I know. The lunch crowd's the worst. But no, Luann, I did this big favor for you. Now, is there just one little ounce of gratitude in your whole body that you could just, you know... do this for me where I don't have to be there for the whole freaking party. Anita's throwing her big annual soiree the same night, and I gotta be there.
I don't know, Gina Ray. I'm supposed to have a root canal. I'm gonna have to think about this.
Well, honey, you can reschedule a freaking root canal. God, I mean, this is life or death. I mean, this is Anita's annual soiree.
Listen to me.
All right.
If I do this for you, will you stop swinging from my nuts about taking me to my mother's funeral and covering me for 3 weeks over 5 years ago?
Well,
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Hey,
look, you run your own salads. You run your own drinks. You run your own food. I don't want to hear about it no more.
Well, I already do all that, Luann. Jesus Christ. Well, will you do this for me?
All right, fine, I'll do
God.
It. Fine.
Oh, Luann,
I gotta go take care of table 12.
I love you.
Let him go and have a cigarette.
All right, good for you, honey. I love you like my own sister.
All right.
This is going to be so fabulous. Hey, Zeus, do you got my malted?
Quesadilla.
Oh, thanks, honey. Thank you. Anita. Here.
What, honey?
Well, here's your malted,
oh, this
first
looks
and foremost.
Good. This looks good.
All right, taste it. Oh, how is that?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's good, right?
It's good, yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I'm available to come to the party.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, honey, it's so great. What
so
happened?
Well, Luann, you know, owed me a favor, and so she's going to handle the party.
Yeah, Luann is such a good heart. You know, God, she's such a nice woman, that Luann.
Yeah.
Well, all right, well, this is so great. I can't wait. I'm so freaking excited.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, my God, what am I
going
to wear?
Well, I've got all this stuff already set, so, I mean, I might be able to squeeze you in a number two. We're going to have to find out.
Well, we'll figure it out, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to go to Easy Pickens. I got to get a new dress.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and honey, here's Luann right now.
Oh.
Luann.
What now?
You know my friend Anita.
Yeah.
Anita, Luann.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Luann, Anita.
How are you?
Hi, honey.
Listen, a four top just sat over at table 25. We got a six over at table 8.
Oh.
And then we've got a party of 20 coming in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to go out for a cigarette. Make sure you set those tables, all right?
Oh,
and
I
then
will.
Table 12 needs a refill on the goddamn waters.
Oh, refill, okay.
All right, and don't forget, Jose needs help with the sales in the back.
All right, I'll help Jose.
And I'm still waiting on my mozzarella sticks, honey.
Oh, God. Oh, this is so great.
Now, you know, we like to do a call to our social media, through our social media to our supporters, asking for questions and topics to discuss, and we've got some here now from our Facebooks. Can I just say real quick before we get into it how much I love when people comment about our podcast?
Yes.
Either in social media or to us at our shows.
Well, it makes us know that they're out there, that they're listening,
it's
and they're excited.
It's about freaking time. Jesus Christ. Only been doing this since 2007. Jesus. No, so keep the comments coming, and we love you guys so much for listening.
Yeah, we want to have hear questions and answer them for you. And
well, one of the most, one of the folks that comments the most is our friend Kevin. Hi, Kevin. Kevin the Misfit. And he wants us to talk about, amongst other things, Patti LaBelle's pies.
Well, there's this YouTube sensation now, this guy eating Patti LaBelle's pie.
That sounds like a porn.
Yeah, it does. Eating Patti LaBelle's pie. This is probably the best YouTube review video I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that Patti LaBelle has her own frozen, I guess they're frozen pies.
Probably
maybe they're not
frozen. I don't know, sweet potato pies.
Well,
maybe they're not
frozen. Yeah,
no. So they probably are just packaged and they're at your local Walmart.
Well, take a little listen to this review.
Greetings! So, I went to the store after I seen somebody post that Patti LaBelle pie. I love Patti LaBelle. Shout out to Patti LaBelle, honey. I went and bought the Patti LaBelle pie. Sweet potato Patti LaBelle. This is the patty edition, honey. This is the on my own. Why did it end this way? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there we go. Come on, Patty. You better come out. Come on, Patty. I opened Patty up. Remember, support black people, black businesses. Come on, Patty. So let's taste the patty. I'm going to taste Patty. Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty. Patty! I want to taste Patty live and make a video for those that said what it tastes like. I ain't never tasted, so here we go. Patty. If anybody know Patti LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patty! Whoa! Bitch, I turned into Patty. You turned into Patty after eating this. Patty. How is it that two people who laugh together and love together sometimes? Ooh, ha ha! Patty! When you've been blessed, feels like heaven. Whoa! I swear. Bitch, you'll feel like Patti LaBelle after eating this. Go to Walmart and buy the Patti LaBelle pie. Patty, bitch, you are my friend. I never knew until then, but I know now.
I love that.
I mean, it's so fabulous.
That's how I was when I got the Ariana Grande perfume.
Oh.
I was like, woo! One more time! I need to be the one. Yes.
Have been living for that perfume.
I've been living for that perfume.
And then you met Frankie Grande the other night.
Well, so yeah, at the Trevor Project event.
We didn't talk about that.
We met Frankie Grande, and I was really happy that I just so happened to have my Ari by Ariana Grande perfume right in my pocketbook.
Right on hand.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's standing at the step and repeat, and we're standing to the side of it. And he finishes, and he waves to me, and he's like, hey, girl, I love you. You look great. And I just pointed at him, and I motioned to him. I was like, "You come here. You, come hither. Come here." And he walks over, and I pull the perfume out.
He died.
Oh, he died. He died. He pulled me onto the step and repeat.
That's right.
To have my picture taken with him and the perfume bottle, spraying him with it.
So much fun.
So he was awesome.
He was wonderful.
Fun. It was
really
fun.
Wonderful.
The other thing I'm obsessed with that I can't get enough of is the is last week's episode of The Muppets.
You can't get over this segment.
I cannot get over this. There is a segment of Miss Piggy freaking out because they have, like, a water leak in her dressing room, and it got all over her, like, couture.
The new fall couture line, right. I believe.
Yeah, she's freaking out. Can I just play the clip, please? Can I play it?
Yeah, you can.
Listen play it. To Miss Piggy freaking out about her clothes.
Keep your eyes on me, dear. Keep your eyes on me. No.
This reincarnation of Miss Piggy has been such an influence for me on how I play Anita. It's not even funny. Because I always had kind of based Anita on Miss Piggy.
And elements of her.
And elements of her. And Marilyn Monroe. And now Anita's kind of become her own thing. But it's like, it's so hard. Like, how do you play Anita in a vulnerable state? Because she's supposed to have everything she could ever want. And so when we started watching this series, this Muppet series, it was perfect. It, like, just kind of clicked. Like, oh, that's how you do that. You're vulnerable about really superficial things, which I knew.
Yeah.
But
it's just the level of whatever you're talking about has to be heightened.
It's true.
You know, for you, it's not an actual horrible occurrence.
Right.
It's something that somebody would just, like, be like, all right, whatever. But for her, it's
for Anita,
tragic.
It's horrible. Yeah. Did you see the new Barbie commercial?
I have not.
So,
oh my gosh.
There's... Is it Moschino? Moschino?
Moschino.
Moschino.
Is a designer.
Right. And there's a new Moschino Barbie.
Well, wait, hold on. We have to show it to Michelle. She needs to see it.
Okay, hold on. We're going to pause for a second so Michelle can see it. Because she's got to see it. Hold on.
Moschino Barbie. She's the most Moschino Barbie.
Moschino Barbie doll, fabulosity totally included.
Super cute.
Super cute.
Super cute.
Now, if you haven't seen it, it's the like typical Barbie ad.
Yes. Well, they're calling it a retro feel ad. So it's like
Barbie.
Taken from the 80s or 90s style, and then with this new aged Moschino Barbie doll.
What they have that they haven't had in Barbie commercials in the past is a little boy who's excited to play with Barbie.
Exactly, with two of his girlfriends.
And I think that is so awesome.
Me too.
Such a great step culturally. And it's not like a thing.
Mm.
Like, it's just played in such a nonchalant way. Like, boys have always been in Barbie commercials.
That's it.
I love it.
And I wish they were, because I've told you many a time where I felt like I could only play with Barbie when my sister was playing with Barbie. And I would hide the fact that I was playing Barbies on my own. I would go into the basement playroom and I would play Barbies, but I would also have set up on the side like Legos. So in case, and it wasn't that my mom said, you can't play with Barbies. It was just something in my own psyche, I think, that wanted me to, I thought it was bad to play with girl toys.
And maybe if there was a boy in a Barbie commercial, you'd be like, no problem.
Exactly.
Michelle, were you a Barbie girl?
Oh, I was such a Barbie
girl. What was your favorite Barbie?
I had Ice Capades Barbie and Ken.
Oh, I don't know Ice Capades Barbie.
Was that during the time of the Cutting Edge movie?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like literally they were in their Ice Capades outfits with their ice skates. It was awesome.
I remember these are the Barbies I remember. I always wanted Barbie and the Rockers and I never got her.
Yeah, my sister had that.
My cousins had Barbie and the Rockers and I loved her.
The best.
And like the set, like their stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I
did. My sister had it. That was what I played with. That was when I got excited about Barbie.
And what was the Barbie that had like the poofy bang, but the super long hair? Like the hair went down to her feet. And she was in, like, a tie-dye tube dress. Not tie-dye, but, like, it was, like,
it was
not
the Malibu swimming Barbie.
Malibu
and she had, like, she had the yellow, like, almost like a sarong, but it was made out of flowers.
Now I have to look. Hold on. Because now it's going to kill me. Malibu
Barbie.
Barbie
and the Rockers was before my time.
Or Super Surfer Barbie. Or it was, like...
I don't remember them all having names. I remember wanting the things. Like, I had the Barbie motorhome and the Barbie cruise ship and the Barbie soda shop and the movie theater.
Oh, the soda
shop. My sister
had
the ice cream shop.
That was, and you can make your own ice cream.
I think I might have had the ice cream shop too.
So good.
Hold on, I need to find out who this Barbie is. Barbie with long hair.
With the braid from the eight. You can look up 80s maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There she is.
I don't remember them all having names.
Totally Hair Barbie.
Oh, Totally Hair.
Oh, see, look at it. It's like Anita. Like, totally.
Her
look how short that dress is. Oh, my God. Look up Totally Hair Barbie. You're going to die. And she had these big poofy bangs. Look at this one.
This was so 90s.
Is this Stacy? Who's the brown hair Barbie? Stacy, right? No, no. Who's her friend?
Just says brunette Barbie. I think it's just Barbie, but brunette.
Oh, like, yeah. Au naturel.
Au naturel.
Oh my God!
Barbie
so
Barbie before Xander.
Yeah, Barbie before Xander. That well, and that's so funny. That's another question we got, or somebody wants us to talk about, is the date between Xander and Jean-Marie's son Joey.
Jean-Marie's son Joey, yeah.
Which was a little storyline in one of our podcasts in the past that Jean-Marie, once she found out Xander had come into money,
she
even
was
though
okay.
Even though he was, you know, an old man, wants her son Joey to date him.
Why not?
So funny.
Now that he's got money.
And since it's my dream to be a basic white girl, Michelle has found us the perfect fun little tag game. Oh my God, I feel like an old lady. So what do you call these? Tags.
It's a tag.
It's
like
a tag.
Questionnaire. Oh, wait,
it's
thing.
A questionnaire.
Yeah, and these are fun for our audience to get to know us a little better.
For white girls.
It's fun for white girls. White girl tag.
Well, since we're all common white girls, it's the common white girl tag.
The basic betch tag.
Basic betches tag.
Basic betch.
And you know it's the basic bitch tag because the first question is, what is your favorite Starbucks drink?
Oh,
well, everyone knows mine. Everyone already knows
yours
mine.
Is, yeah.
I love the pumpkin spice. I do.
Well, you do pumpkin spice in the winter.
Well, I do a
fall.
Soy. Yeah, in the winter and fall, I do soy. I do iced soy pumpkin spice latte. Depending on which location we go to, I ask for it less sweetened.
Because
there's a couple locations that we go to that make them too sweet.
That's right. And then what's your other go-to is the cinnamon dolce latte.
Freaking love a cinnamon dolce
latte. Which
is
the regular choice of the year, right?
It was bad for us for a while. We were at Starbucks every day, sometimes more than once.
Now it's like once a week, maybe, not even.
Once a week. Well, we have this great other place that does organic coffee right down the street from us.
Which is fabulous.
And so we'll go there. Michelle, what is your favorite Starbucks drink of choice?
My favorite seasonal Starbucks drink is either the gingerbread latte or the chestnut praline latte.
Which is my favorite Christmas one as well, because you got me hooked on the chestnut praline, which is so nutty and so delicious.
It's so sweet.
It
tastes like Petty
Grahams. Oh, it tastes... I told him that it tasted like Golden Grahams in
funny.
My mouth.
That's what it tastes like.
Oh, my God.
I want one that tastes like Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
No, that would be too much.
We'd need some Betty Crocker frosting on the side.
Oh, God. Nothing wrong with that.
But
and then my every day-to-day drink would be a iced venti soy vanilla chai latte.
Go ahead. Mine has actually changed. It used to be the caramel macchiato.
Uh-huh.
But now I decided like that had so much sugar in it that I decided to just do the soy latte, regular soy latte with caramel drizzle,
right.
Which doesn't have that horrible aftertaste of that sugary
vanilla.
Caramel vanilla crap.
The vanilla syrup that they put
in.
Yeah.
Ugh,
yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
So it's so good.
Yes, it's all right.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, what were you gonna say?
Nothing. It's good.
Okay.
Oh.
The second question is, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning? Now, you guys are gonna have two answers.
We're gonna have two answers.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, because we perform so much and it takes us so long to get ready for our performances, I've found that in my daily life as Travis, I'm happy to just freaking throw on some sweatpants and go out the door. As Anita, I can take anywhere from 3 hours to 5 hours, depending on the event.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a lot of time.
Well, that, you know, I've said this before, and I apologize for boring people with the same information over and over again, but, you know, on a five-hour day, I like to take my time.
You do
like
to take your time.
On a Monday, we have boxers, so I get up in the morning, I do some business stuff, some emails, taking care of some editing of podcasts or videos, and then just slowly start to get ready and put on music and watch music videos and just really let my face primer set. And just, you know, get that flawless finish.
I'm good, like, normal day-to-day for me, it's probably half an hour to
Whoa.
Get ready. Yeah.
Does that include a shower?
Yeah, that includes a shower. But Whoa. If I'm going out and not just going to the market in Astoria.
The market?
Yeah.
The local market?
The local market. No, if I'm going out, then it'll take me an hour.
Okay.
Because I like to primp. I like to make sure my hair looks good. I like to pick out an outfit, you know.
Well, I've been able to cut down my time because of this fantastic shampoo by Chaz Dean.
Ooh.
I'm obsessed with this.
Chaz Dean sounds like a 90210 character.
Yes, it does. Chaz Dean, he does that one shampoo on QVC, and also I always forget the name of it. It's the other line that he does.
613.
613 is it called? I don't know. I love it. I find that I don't need any products in my hair, and I can just put a brush through it when it's wet and go. I mean, I just have gorgeous hair.
You do.
So what am I? What
you
am
have
I?
Great hair. You
Michelle,
really do.
How long does it take you to get ready?
Anywhere between 15 minutes and an hour.
Well, when you're initiating slut mode.
Initiating slut mode, full hoe face and lashes.
You like to do an hour.
45 minutes.
Hair.
To an hour. Curling my hair doesn't take that. It's thin.
Yeah.
I can curl my hair in 10 minutes.
Oh.
I could be ready in full slut mode in a half an hour if I had to.
Okay.
Right.
I've done it before.
That's like me being ready in 2 or 3 hours as Anita.
Right.
Well,
I
what's great about Michelle is that she doesn't have to wear a lot of makeup because she's got great skin.
Yeah, your skin is beautiful.
So she always, and when you do wear makeup, it only takes you like 15 minutes. And you look like you took an hour to do your makeup.
Yeah.
And I
love
that.
Thank you, Beauty Blender.
Thanks, Beauty Blender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, number 3. How many selfies do you take on a daily basis?
Oh, God. I
well,
hate selfies.
I know on my social media it looks like, you know, multiple times a day.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's I take a lot at one time.
Yes.
And then I edit them with different, you know,
tools and
lighting and filters and effects and then post them throughout the week.
Yes.
But that's, you know, promotional.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, don't forget about me. Still here.
I see, and I'd rather, like,
come to
for
my show.
Me, I hate a selfie. I'd rather post photos live with people and when we're out and about. I like those better.
Had one from Sunday Brunch that was like, you were like mother
mother
God.
And baby Jesus.
Yeah, you were like the Madonna with this kid nestled into your bosom.
That was so fun. I love meeting new fans.
Yeah. Maybe like 3 a week. Depends on how much hoe face I have on. If I do my full hoe face, I'm in my room taking like 5 or 6 to get the right angle.
Right.
God,
but
I am slacking on self.
Well, that's why I told you, you'd have to take 100.
I know.
You have to take 100, and then you're lucky if 1 or 2 comes out.
Well, I get so frustrated because I'm like, oh, God.
No, you have to not think about
you
it.
Just
such
have to
a
know
perfectionist.
Your
well,
just
I know my angles, but it's hard to do that when you're holding your
see,
own camera.
See, we need to get you a selfie stick.
I know.
We need to get a selfie stick.
Because my arm is really short.
Amongst other things.
Well.
We need, you know what, gift us a selfie stick, somebody.
Yes.
Please gift us a selfie stick.
For Christmas.
For poor Gina Marie with her stump arm. She can't.
It's like a T-Rex trying to take a selfie.
And I have long arms for my size, so I don't get it.
It's like a T-Rex trying to masturbate.
Aww. Well, it's his nose that gets in the way.
Aww.
Poor T-Rexes can't take selfies.
No.
Did you ever think about that?
Yeah,
selfish?
Or they could do them from below. That would be horrible.
Down angle.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
The worst angle ever created.
All right, well, speaking of selfies, how many Instagram followers and pics do you have? Hold on, that's everyone opened up Instagram.
Let me say... Let's see.
I have 97 followers and 549 posts.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 946 followers.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And 114 posts.
All right.
Okay, I have... How many people do you follow? This is Gina Marie.
This is Gina Marie.
How many do you follow?
I follow a lot because I was dumb and thought, oh, if like Facebook, if I like these actors, I'm going to... follow them, and I'm an asshole. So now I follow 1,000 people.
Okay. So I have 933 followers. I'm following 773.
Oh,
okay.
And I have 439 posts.
I have more posts than both
of
you.
You do?
But you know what? Here's the thing.
You started earlier than us.
No,
I didn't.
But here's the thing. I haven't had my, like, I haven't had an Anita Instagram
right.
for as long as I've had the Mimosa Instagram. So, the Mimosa Instagram
has a lot.
Has almost 1,500 followers,
mm-hmm.
Following 990 people, and we have a little over 1,000 posts.
Yeah. And we're talking about our Gina Marie and Anita ones.
Right.
That were,
and this
yeah.
one was just Mimosa.
I'm only following 126 people.
Oh, well, maybe I'm going to have to go through and unfollow
That's
some people.
That's good for you, because I'm so dumb. I really thought, I was like, oh, I'll follow these people because they're it's what I like.
I mean, that's what I do, too. It's mostly wrestlers and drag queens on my
yeah.
Instagram. And Doug the Pug,
all
who's
actually.
My new obsession, because Doug the
Pug
is everything.
I love
Doug
it.
Doug the Pug and I are best friends.
Oh, that's so funny.
Do you wear the same clothing item more than once?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. You got to do the smell check.
Yeah.
Well, I don't... You know how, like, the divas, they're like, oh, I can't wear... I already wore that dress. I can't ever wear that again.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think they mean in a row, but we've done that,
well,
too.
Well, if I had the money... And we were doing red carpets.
Oh, yeah.
For
absolutely.
Super big events. You know, like, I'm like, I'm not, I won't re-wear that to a super big event, but, you know, come on.
And, you know, we take care of our stuff. It's not like
yeah.
it's going to be horrible.
Well, and I also think you can create a whole new outfit, like,
with
especially
what
with what we do, with new hair, new accessories,
uh-huh.
you know, you can change your whole outfit.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Who are your favorite YouTubers?
You know, I'm still new-ish to, like, the whole YouTube phenomenon, like, where there's, like, YouTube celebrities and, you know, actual legitimate content to follow on YouTube. But I do like, you know, the makeup gurus. Like, I follow Goss Makeup. He's great. And Jaclyn Hill and Nikki Tutorials. Yeah, so those are the ones that I... Or in Gigi Gorgeous, I check in with those
yeah,
regularly.
You know, it's crazy how big it's become. The first YouTuber I ever started watching was Jenna Marbles.
Mm-hmm.
And now she actually has a wax figure in Madame Tussauds, New
crazy.
York City.
That's crazy.
You can go
really
and take a... And the wax figure has its own social media account. So she holds a phone, you put your information, she takes a selfie with you, and then you can follow her on, like,
oh,
Instagram
my.
Or Twitter or something.
That's so smart.
So
is
Jenna Marbles
ridiculous.
Is one of my favorites, and Miranda Sings, obviously.
Miranda Sings is funny.
Well,
and
Miranda.
Graveyard Girl.
Graveyard Girl you love, too.
Funny's awesome.
I'm not a big YouTube person, no. as far as, like, going back to people's pages and stuff. I use it just to watch fun clips of things that I am interested to see.
Well,
and,
what do you watch on YouTube?
Well, singers, Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland clips. How embarrassing.
What?
Broadway show stuff. You know, I mean, I love, like, BroadwayWorld.com, and I, you know, watch that stuff all the time. I like that.
That's cool. How often do you do your nails?
How often do you do your nails?
How often do you do your nails, guys? How often?
Well, I've been doing nails for our shows, and I either use the Impress... Like, they're kind of like basic bitches nails.
Yeah.
But they press on, and they stay on really, really well. But they also come off very easy. So I can just apply them for one show rather than go get, like, acrylic nails put on, you know, and have to wear them all the time.
Yeah, cool.
Or I use, when I'm doing something fancy, the brand Kiss nails are, you glue them on. So they're a little bit harder to get off, but the designs are a little fancy, and they're a little longer, and...
A little bit more funky.
Yeah. But we go for pedicures every couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. At least probably 2 to 3 weeks.
I wouldn't be able to fit into my shoes, my heels, without getting a pedicure.
I don't know. I like when somebody else likes to cut my toenails.
I'm really upset about the whole, like, the razor being illegal now. Like, they can't... I don't understand.
Yeah, they're not allowed to use the razor anymore to scrape off those goddamn calluses.
What am I supposed to do?
It's gotta be, like, disease control and shit. Like,
well, I'm sure.
The nail salon is not the cleanest place.
It's not.
Yeah.
As much as they try to be. But.
My friend Maria, shout out to Maria.
Hi, Maria.
When I visited her recently in Buffalo, she took me to get a mani-pedi. And the place had the bowls that you put your feet in, the
mm-hmm.
foot
yeah.
baths,
yeah.
wrapped in, like, a condom.
Yeah.
Like, and they changed them out for each person.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it was kind of like a big... hairnet. It
yeah.
like kind of went over the whole thing and you...
Like
that's
the liner
actually...
for the crock pot.
Yes.
Okay.
I bet that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if they make these for this because it didn't look like it really was actually for that.
Yeah, but how is it going to do all the like bubbles and feel like a spa?
It can go... I mean, you're not going to feel... You'll still feel the jets, but it
mm.
won't... You won't feel the rush of water through your toes.
Yeah. Unless
or was there not jets? Was it just a bucket of water?
That's a good question.
Well, someone
now
needs
I don't
a patent
know. I don't remember.
Thing for these...
Yeah.
You know, spa, you know, basins.
Huh, I don't remember now.
Yeah.
It didn't feel any different than what we normally get, so
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. I just got bitch claws installed, so I
love
them every 2 weeks.
And I love this color. What is this color?
There's a black and a purple.
So this is like, oh, there are two colors.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, this is like the lip color I was talking about
yeah.
almost. Yeah. I love this dark color. I think it's so classy.
I did two nails in black and three nails in purple.
Oh. And I like how they're close in color because so it doesn't slap you in the face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh, I like that.
But in the sunlight, you probably could tell.
I like
oh,
it.
Yeah, in real light, you can see.
Let me see.
Better.
Let me use my iPhone flashlight.
Okay,
let me
on.
See these
oh,
nails
yeah.
grow.
Oh, yeah, grr.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
That
so
would
take
be a good
picture
look color.
To post so our folks can see.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it's on my Instagram, but not these. My first bitch claws were with the square jersey tips.
His square jersey tips.
I couldn't.
They
too,
were. It was too much.
Jersey, too Long Island medium. I was like, oh,
yeah,
no, girl.
Hold on, let me get a flash on this bitch.
No, this is more modern. This is
yeah.
more you.
These look more real. Whoop, there we go.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the next one?
The next question is, are you a shopaholic?
Duh.
You are a shopaholic.
You love
no.
shopping.
He's a shopaholic.
Let's get one thing straight. I try to keep my finances in order, and I know I have financial responsibilities.
Yes.
Okay, so that's that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But when I have the means, I love to partake in a new product.
You do.
And that's really where my shopaholic lies, in products. So,
products.
And
like
stuff
well,
for our show, really.
Well, yeah. But
makeup
yeah.
products.
I love
because everything's
makeup.
A product.
And for me, like, I could wear the same crap, like, just doctor it up and give
yeah.
it to me and I'll like, use it.
No, not me. Well, I mean, I like to use stuff until it's gone and done.
Oh, yeah, me too.
But,
that's my favorite thing.
I love trying new things and experimenting
yeah.
and exploring.
You do.
So in that sense, yes, I'm a shopaholic. But I don't love, like, going to the mall. Like, I'm not like
oh,
a let's
see,
go
like
to the
that.
Mall and just shop.
See, I love that.
I'm not.
And
I, can't.
I haven't done that in a while, but I love that.
You
that's
know, I
like
get.
My favorite.
I've been having a little, a touch, a hint every so often of like anxiety in those types of situations. So, like, if we're in a busy mall where we're like shoulder to shoulder with people, like, I can't, and too much noise, I actually think it's a noise thing.
Mm.
Like, just too, I don't know, it gives me like agita. Mm. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I like to shop online a little bit.
Yeah.
I have moments. So there'll be like a good 2 months where I won't buy anything, and then a month where I'm like, everything's coming. There's a package coming every day for me.
Uh-huh.
But I like gadgets. Like, I like to buy computers and SodaStream machines and iPads and like gizmo-y stuff.
And most of these things are things that you've found online through people doing tutorials.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
That they make me buy.
Which is
they,
so
I,
fun.
If they got credit, I would make them even more rich than they already are.
Exactly.
Because I'm a marketer's dream. You tell me, put some shiny on it, and I'm like, yes, I need that.
Jenna Marbles talks about it. You just want it.
I do. She not so much, but Graveyard Girl.
Graveyard Girl.
We'll review something, and I'm like, oh, my God, a kit to make little pretzels. I need it. Give me five. I need five of them. No, not good. Do you take pictures of your food before you eat it?
No.
Yes.
See, this is funny. I don't, but I came from a family that anytime there was a gathering in an Italian family, people would take a picture of the table set up,
yeah.
the food
oh, well,
coming
that I
out.
Could see.
Yeah, it was always like a thing to take photographs of the 4th of July barbecue with all the like Argentinian,
uh-huh.
you know, barbecue laid out. Yeah, it was always a thing.
I take pictures of my food before. It depends on what it is. Like if it's an ice cream, I take more pictures of my beverages.
Well,
beverages are pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying I have never done it. It's just not a regular thing that I do.
If you look on my Instagram, it's mostly food and
uh-huh.
drag queens in my face.
Okay.
There you go.
That's what it is. How do you usually style your hair? This is the last question.
Well, like I said, I can just, with this new
mm-hmm.
613 Chazdeen shampoo, cleansing conditioner.
Chazdeen,
you're doing things to me. And he was on QVC yesterday.
He was.
I can just get out of the shower, run the brush through my hair, which I use the wet brush. If you don't know the wet brush, it's amazing. Go to your local Dwayne Reed and grab it.
And you find it's good even for short hair.
I love it.
Oh, wow.
Love. Because I use the wet brush for wigs, too.
Yeah.
Separate ones, but yes. So I can just run that through my hair and let it air dry, and I'm good to go.
That's so great.
G to G, girl.
G to G.
I've just been going to the Dominican guys over here now and getting
yes,
a buzz,
have.
Which I actually like, and wearing wigs a lot. I like a really short look now, so it's just easier.
As opposed to your shoulder length normal?
Well, yeah. As opposed to a bouffant that I was trying to do a couple months back.
We have a little bit of a bouffant.
Yeah, a little bit today.
Yeah.
I got to go back.
A little
bouffanty.
Yeah.
How about you, girl?
I used to straighten it to high hell all the time, and now I like the curly look.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the wet look. Sometimes when I'm really lazy, just keep it wet, throw some gel and sea salt spray in there, and let
mm-hmm.
it crunch.
I love a good sea salt spray.
But,
do you find the sea salt spray makes your hands feel dry, though? Because you ever put your hands in?
No, because I use this one from Fortune Cookie Soap, who I also found through YouTube, and it's amazing.
I have to try it.
It's so good.
Because I use a Bumble surf spray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I forget what it's called. There's the surf spray, and then there's a new one they have that's surf spray mixed with their invisible oil.
Okay.
And I find that the salt, the sea salt in the spray, when I put my hands through my hair, makes my hands feel dry. Like there's like, you know, like if you put your hands in salt,
right.
It feels a little like chalky almost,
mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I don't get that with mine.
I like the look it gives my hair, but...
you don't like the feel.
Yeah. And I don't need a lot of product, like I'm saying, to style my hair. And I don't even use that, you know, on most days. But that little bit of sea salt spray kind of gives it a little bit of that, like,
that
wavy texture. Yeah.
Adds to it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, Michelle likes to just put the gel in and go.
Gelling and go, girl.
Queen's Girl Special.
That's
it.
The Queen's Girl Special, girl.
That's it. Mousse, gel, get out of here.
That's it.
Gotta go.
That's it. Well, that's been the basic girl, basic bitch, white girl tag. Those are fun. Those are so fun. If you guys have any tags you want us to do, please let us know. And we also want to hear what your favorite Christmas or holiday or winter music might be, because we are getting ready for the 8th annual Christmas show. Like we said earlier, tickets will be available on houseofmimosa.com this week. The performance is December 12th, Saturday, December 12th, here in New York City at the Duplex at 9:30 p.m. Tickets to our Christmas show always sell out super fast, so get on it, Rose. Get on top of it. Thank you guys so much for being Thank you guys so much for being with us. I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
And I'm Michelle.
And this has been House of Mimosa, the podcast. You've been listening to House of Mimosa, the podcast, brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/HOM podcast for a free 30-day trial membership and a free audiobook of your choice. That's like a Christmas gift from me to you. audibletrial.com/HOM podcast. And we're also brought to you by dragqueenmerch.com for all your official House of Mimosa and DJ Anita B merchandise, from tanks and t-shirts, phone covers and iPad cases, and more. Visit dragqueenmerch.com. That's dragqueenmerch.com. House of Mimosa, the podcast, is produced and edited by Travis Barr, with guest segments produced by Steven and Camisia. Music curated by me, DJ Anita B. Music in this episode included Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande's mashup of What Do You Mean? One More Time. Middle by DJ Snake, and the Fight Club remix of Missy Elliott's latest, WTF. And don't forget, you can see us live for our 8th annual holiday spectacular on ice, Anita's Soiree, this December 12th at 9:30 p.m. at the Duplex Cabaret. For more information and tickets, go to houseofmimosa.com. H-A-U-S of Mimosa, M-I-M-O-S-A.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast by searching House of Mimosa in iTunes and click subscribe. Want to see us? Subscribe to our YouTube channels, Sunday Morning Mimosa and Buff 'em Beautiful. For more on me, DJ Anita B, and to book the House of Mimosa live for your next event, visit houseofmimosa.com. Now, do me a favor and take a couple seconds to share this podcast with a friend. It's the least you can do after all I've done for you. Gripping it, gripping it.
A bunch of girls do it in the shit look fun. This how they do it with me from. You know it don't spot your gun. This how they do it with it from. I'm so faded, no exaggeration. Back breaking like a bird connection. Voice to the girl for some hips faking. Way I'm making drop down like an animation. Can't take it, them chicks are faking. Y'all still sleep, better stay awake. Hot new dance, better hold them making. Make it don't move fast, make you think you're drinking. Think you're drinking, think you're drinking, think you're drinking. Think you're drinking, think you're drinking, think you're drinking. Think you're drinking, think you're drinking, think you're drinking. Think you're drinking, think you're drinking, think you're drinking. Getting these Benjamins. Yeah.